This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features there are totally free. Let's go right into the phone calls here and talk to Brian in New Hampshire, listening on WNTK. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Yeah, I just have a local heads up for people in the state.
This is a national show, so I'm not sure what do you want to cover exactly?
It's just a quick heads up that there is going to be a police roadblock on Route 4 this evening.
Okay. Is that all you had?
That's all I had.
How do you feel about police roadblocks?
They scare me.
Why?
Because they're basically they're pulling everyone over. Giving them a test and hauling them off in a paddy wagon.
Well, the police would say that they're trying to keep you safe, Brian.
I've lived in New Hampshire my whole life, and I know some of the Free State Project. It's an encouraging idea, but as I get older, I just look at what's happening with the state government, and. You know, 20 years ago, a roadblock would be a scary idea to everyone.
Mm.
I mean, that's what they have in communist countries.
I'm with you. I think it's very frightening. I think it's an incredibly disturbing sort of circumstance to be living underneath. It's presuming you're guilty that before you have to prove yourself innocent, basically.
Yes,
to these cops.
If you fail this little breathalyzer test, you're guilty until you can prove your innocence.
Right. Even if they don't give you a breathalyzer test, they're still, you know, stopping you and looking in your car and poking around. And to me, that seems like a violation of the Fourth Amendment, where a person has a right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. And I'd say my car is an effect.
Yes.
Against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Now, they're going to say it's reasonable. See, that's the problem with the Constitution, is it just wasn't written well enough. The government will say, well, this is totally reasonable. We're protecting people from drunks on the road. Well, thanks, but no thanks. My time's valuable, and I can protect myself just fine. I'll, you know, keep away from the drunk in front of me, and, you know, if one crosses over the median, then what are you going to do? I don't want roadblocks every other, you know, every 1,000 feet to make sure
that
we're safe.
They can use these police officers they're using for the roadblock to, you know, scour the town and look for people that are driving poorly. Pull them over.
Yeah, but that'd be too much work, Mark. It's easier to just stand on the side of the road and force everyone to pull
aside. Plus, they might find some extra stuff, and that's always fun.
You know, that's what it really is about, right? It's about looking into the suspicious cars for a marijuana cigarette or something like
that.
What
if you've got a gun sitting on the seat? In New Hampshire, it's completely legal to do, but I'll bet you're going to get some trouble from the cops.
Actually, I don't know if that's legal in New Hampshire. You have to have a concealed weapons permit.
What, to have a gun sitting on the seat? No, if I can open carry on my hip in New Hampshire, I can open carry on the seat of my car.
I don't know about that. I believe there are some sort of rules and Brian, you may know better than we do because we're relatively new here, but are you familiar with the gun laws here?
I am not sure. I know you can have open carry. I'm not sure if that extends to your automobile or not.
I believe there's some sort of regulation that deals with the transportation of firearms. But nonetheless, Brian, thanks for the call, and I appreciate your concern. And what you might want to do is visit nhfree.com, go to the forums there. I know there's at least one thread where people are posting the locations of roadblocks, and some of the Free State Project activists have been known to go out to these roadblocks with video cameras. And, you know, just ask the cops a few interesting questions.
Yeah, I was actually contemplating going out there with a big sign, do you feel safe? But
here's what you should do. You should go to nhfree.com, go to the forum there, get registered, and post a message letting people know what you're going to do, and then you won't be alone. Then other people will go out with you, and that'll help you keep safe. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. That's nhfree.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John, also in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Let me just touch on what Brian said, and Ian, you're absolutely right. It's what I was going to say to Brian. Go to nhfree.com because that's what's happening. He needs to get support. We got a young lady here. Dave Ridley is free is what I'm calling about. We got
yes.
a young lady. She's not a Free Stater. She's a longtime New Hampshire resident. As energetic as you can't believe, followed up with all the bureaucrats to get the information and tied it down to, you know, just this network of people with information to find out that Dave was going to be released yesterday.
Now, let me recap here for everybody just tuning in. Dave Ridley, he's one of the activists up here in New Hampshire, one of the early movers of the Free State Project. He sort of made a name for himself in the activism world and the civil disobedience world by going and holding signs. He's a silent protester, basically. He can speak. He just doesn't want to talk to the bureaucrat. So he'll go into a government office holding a sign.
He can speak quite well, and he can write quite well, and
yes.
He chooses not to speak to them at that time.
Right, so he went into an IRS office holding a sign protesting the IRS, and they asked him to leave. Well, he did, very slowly. He usually leaves very slowly. But before he left, he handed the IRS agent a piece of paper outlining his beliefs. Since he wasn't speaking, he had written his beliefs down on a piece of paper and handed it to the employee. He also placed another piece of paper down on another IRS officer's desk. Then he left. Then the federal government decided to slap him with a $125 citation for so-called distribution of handbills. That was the crime he allegedly committed, distribution of handbills.
Right, as though he's going in there advertising a restaurant or a nightclub or something.
Right, it was his opinions about the IRS on that piece of paper. And
to me, that falls firmly within the First Amendment.
And this is Department of Homeland Security, ICE Division, that's following
correct.
Up on this. Like, they have so much to worry about in New Hampshire, they have to worry about people with a piece of paper or a sign.
Yep.
Let me tie that in. It's tough to go from the federal to the New Hampshire, and maybe
well, hold on,
together.
Let me finish the story, and then we'll finish this up here. But so he got slapped with this $125 fine. He went into court and said, look, I'll pay your fine if you can show me how it's constitutional. You know, show me the actual constitutional connection and legitimacy for this fine, which, of course, they ignored him. They never bothered to do that. And then they threatened him with up to 30 days in jail. They ended up sentencing him to 4 days in jail. He spent 3 and then got out. So that's why you're saying he's now free. So he is indeed out of jail. But can you believe this? I mean, listeners, a man spent 3 days in federal lockup because he handed a piece of paper to an IRS agent. It's incredible.
The listeners need to know, Harry, Ian. One thing is that the federal government is so out of control that they're doing that under the guise of protection and homeland security and all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And to tie it in with what Brian was saying, with a network, if he just gets plugged in, this young lady who was just unbelievable, Ratty Dog is her name on the forum, chasing down this information and communicating through the network, we were able to get a half dozen people there in the afternoon within a matter of hours, and this is a work day. When I showed up at 4:15, there was already a woman there, and Dave wasn't going to be released until 5. She was there with a sign. Before Dave was released, there was a half dozen of us. Dave Ridley appeared out of the federal building and, you know, to great cheers, and Dave being the type of guy he is, we were kind of like, you know, what do you want to do, dude? It's great to see you and all that. You want to go get something to eat? What do you want to do? And he wanted to hang around just right there. And being a practical guy, after a half hour of just hanging around, and we kept our signs and banners and flags flying all during that right outside the building at the traffic, but not at the exact busiest corner, Dave, being a practical guy, says, hey, if we're going to hang out, why don't we go up to the corner and we just keep this protest going, keep it alive. And while we were there, Dave's calling his mom to let him know that he's out and tell her about the experience. And calls were going into, you know, Porcupine 411 information so that people could get on the Internet.
And he immediately was back in the game, back in the activism game. So the 3 days in jail didn't scare him off. You mentioned this young lady that sort of was the organizer. What was it? You said she's not a Free State Project member. What was it that got her excited enough to do all of this?
Well, you know, I haven't had the time recently to follow all the stuff on NH3.com, but apparently there was some minor thing about the local government hassling her about her dog, and she went on the internet to find out something about being, you know, having a little more freedom, and she came up with NH3.com, and she said that. I think that she just kind of looked around there for a while and said, I don't know if these guys are nutso or what, and just kind of looking to see who's more in favor of a little more freedom. And she just said, you know, things are just so damn wrong. Let's get active.
Yeah, the idea, I saw her post about the dog, the idea that you have to pay this tribute to the government in order to own an animal that you want to take care of is absolutely outrageous.
She had this little dog with her, by the way, and I just want to finish on a couple points before you let me go. We hung around there for a while, and it was just so pleasant to be with Dave and all that stuff, just like normal people. And then
they are great people. John, I'm sorry, we're short of time and lots more calls to get to, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And the important part, Mark, this young lady, she is pretty young, in her early 20s, attractive. We need more people like that in this movement. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Some of those features include the wiki, by the way. There's over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com.
excuse me, the Republican Liberty Caucus.
There's no excuse for you.
Whatever. The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's go to Tim in New Hampshire, listening on WUVR. Hello, Tim.
Hi, yes. I might be mistaken, and I'd like to be corrected if I'm wrong, but in New Hampshire, you can have a weapon on the seat or on your person as long as there's nothing in the chamber and it's not loaded. So you can't have a clip in it.
If you're in a car. If you're outside of the car, you can have it loaded on and on your person.
No. Vermont, you can.
No. We mean open carry. The open carry is legal in New Hampshire.
Open carry, yes. But bottom line, if you have it in your pocket,
right,
as long as it's not loaded, you know, something in the chamber or a clip, you can have a separate clip in another pocket.
Okay.
But you cannot have it in the firearm.
So then that would not violate the concealed weapons statute. If you don't have a concealed weapons permit, you can have an empty gun, unloaded gun in one pocket and a clip in the other pocket, and you aren't in violation?
You got it.
Good to know. Anything else on your mind, Tim?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. That's, I think, our first call from WUVR. It's a little AM station up in northern New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Menno, also in New Hampshire. Hello, Menno.
Hi, Menno. Hi, Ian. I'm sorry. First time on your show. It's great
yes,
to
sir.
Be on your show.
Yeah.
Hey, going back to the property discussion.
Sure.
I just wanted to point out what I think. I think there was an erroneous premise that was stated by Johnson. Property does not emanate from the point of a gun. If it did, it would completely obliterate the whole concept of initiatory force being wrong. The man with the best gun or the biggest gun would win, and I could come and just with a bigger gun than you and take your property, and it would automatically be mine.
That's the reality of the world.
Right. I don't think he was saying that property emanates from the barrel of a gun, but he was saying that it really does. When it comes down to a dispute, inevitably it will come down to firepower if you're dealing with somebody that doesn't agree with your ownership, and there's, I guess that's what he was saying.
Because, property, basically, it starts out with what you're born with, and then everything that you create is an extension of you and thus your property.
Or are given.
Excuse me?
Or are given. Sometimes you're given property.
True.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, there are different ways to acquire property, for sure. But I think what he was pointing out was that when the, you know, when a communist comes along who doesn't agree with property, period, and decides he wants to liberate some of your possessions, that at that point the only way to protect them is through protecting them with violence, if necessary.
Right, and a free market based civilization. Basically, across the board, people would have to recognize that basic premise of what property is, where it comes from, and until they do, there might be a little bit of rough going.
Sure. Well, we're going to have a lot of it, and that really ties back into something I said last night on the show, and that is that right now what we have are people, and you mentioned this earlier, Mark, that there are a lot of people that believe the government has a just claim over a percentage of your income.
Mm-hmm.
They only believe that because, well, that's what they were taught by the government when they went to government school. So we're going to have to essentially re-educate most of America if that's something that we want to change. And it's an incredible task. And we'll do it on a voluntary basis. Not going to force anybody into camps or anything like that. But it will, take some serious mind changing, one person at a time. And I like what you're saying, Menno, and that is that in a free marketplace, people are going to have to understand private property and respect it. Because if they don't, then they're going to come face to face with a barrel of a gun. And I think they'll pretty quickly figure it out at that point.
Right.
Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, that was it.
Thanks for the call, Menno. 800-259-9231. Let's go to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello, guys. I heard the other day you was on Saturday, so I figured I'd just take a shot.
Are we on Saturday in Montana?
No, not in Montana.
Oh, right. Okay. He's taking a shot.
Until we figure out that we don't own the Earth owns us, I think it's going to come down to guns, man, and that's a shame. I wish mankind could get over that, but it may be.
Well, if nobody would, if the communists weren't trying to liberate the property in the first place, then nobody would have to pull their guns out. So if everybody respected the property rights of everybody else, then nobody would have to use a gun.
The capitalists try to confiscate a lot of property, too, through eminent domain. And
those aren't capitalists, David. Those are government people.
Those are statists.
Right. Hey, guns in Montana, you could carry them on your outside just like, you know, in a holster all loaded up. You could carry your rifle in the back of the truck, in the back of your car.
Do people exercise that freedom there in Montana?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
They do. That's good.
Season, everywhere. Everybody got a gun in the car.
I doubt there's a lot of violent crime as a result of that.
No, not hardly ever.
No, guns, you know, contrary to what some people may believe, guns stop violent crime, not start it.
No, that's right. I think everybody should be issued a .45 at birth in America.
Right, because when that commie comes,
they have stopping power.
When that commie comes to my house to liberate some of...
Why you got something to get? See, that's it. If we could just forget about right, left, commie, capitalist, you know, rebel.
Yeah, but they won't let us forget about it. They don't believe in property, and we do. I mean, it's a tremendous difference.
Well, they believe in property. You know that we. Let's take it. Let's face it. We are on one little bubble out here in space. This is one world. Ever since Neil Armstrong looked back from the moon and seen the little blue bubble, we are one world, and I hope that mankind could work it out someday for that. And then you were worried about the roadblocks, right? Wait until you get a bill at the end of the month for carbon tax. By how many miles you drive, they're going to be giving us these little black boxes.
Oh, geez.
And they could tell where you're, how far you drove, and you're going to get a carbon tax bill at the end of the month.
I think they're starting that in place. I think London's going to be doing something like that,
man,
soon.
They're going to make a whole new economy out of these carbon things. See, if you buy a new washer, you're going to have to make sure you buy one that's, you know, low energy and all that, or you're going to have to pay extra carbon tax if you fly on a plane. But, like, people could sell their carbon things if they ain't going to buy a new car or something like that. It's going to make a whole new vein of corruption and insurance and this and that. Oh, my God, I could just... And then
that's all we need is more taxes. That's great. Hey, David, do us a favor.
Can we talk about the Border Patrol guys?
You'll have to call us Monday night, man. We got calls waiting. But thank you for the call. But do me a favor. Call John Stokes over there at the station and tell him that you'd love to hear Free Talk Live's weekend edition on his station. I know he does sports all weekend, so it'll probably be hard to convince him. But let him know you'd like to hear us because we're here live 6 nights a week. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Ike in Arizona is on the way, and your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Anna Dean here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. Get signed up for our updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.FreeTalkLive.com to get on the list with over 800 other update subscribers. I'm so pleased, Mark, because it was a couple years ago that we switched over from Yahoo groups to Google groups to handle our update service. And in that switchover, there were a bunch of people that sort of fell off the wagon because their emails were changed or whatever. For whatever reason, they didn't get the invites.
We've been on a bunch of different stations, over time. And, you know, some people came and went and that kind of thing.
And I hadn't looked for the longest time at what our membership count was, because when we restarted the group, we only retained like 200 of our members. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that we've quadrupled our membership.
600?
It's over 800.
800, wow.
So head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It's Ike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Ike.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
At this point, I just wanted to give you guys a little argument about the idea that land itself cannot be owned.
Okay. Are you arguing in favor of that concept?
Yes.
Okay.
The idea here, I've spent some time thinking about it because of the whole question of, okay, if there's a finite amount of land, obviously it has a certain amount of value that will always go up in relation to the number of people in existence.
Okay.
So the question then becomes, how do we deal with property ownership in terms of land? Some that came to mind in the past was the idea that property is based on the creation of something, which is basically one's freedom of action used on a natural resource.
Right. So
land,
if you carve a little wooden boat out of a piece of wood, assuming you own the wood, then you have created value.
but I don't believe you can own that wood unless that wood was first formed by somebody else.
Well, how would you own anything then?
He's arguing against
by
ownership.
By taking natural resources and mixing them with your own actions, your skills, your time, your effort.
Well, that's what carving wood is.
Yes. The wood, however, is not a property. It is a natural resource until it is either cut down from a tree somehow, and then...
How do I ever get the right to modify this property if I can never own it?
Because it's not own. I mean, it is a natural resource. By nature, you have the right to make changes to it, and those
changes somebody can come on my land where I live, and they can carve totem poles out of all of my trees, and they're completely legitimate. And then at that point, they own the totem poles because they've carved totem poles out of all the trees, and I don't?
Sort of.
Okay.
However,
hold on. I would venture to say just real quickly that you may have very well have a completely unworkable scenario here. Like you may have created in your mind something that doesn't work.
I want to hear him out. Go ahead and explain this to me, Ike.
Okay. Now, being that as it may, I've stated land, natural resources by their very nature can't be owned because they are natural resources. Man had nothing to do with their creation.
What about the men that planted the trees?
There's your difference right there. If you use your skills to change it in some way, shape, or form, you own the changes you've made.
Well, how do you ever get the right to do such a thing? I mean, you could just go find land and then, trees in rows and then you own it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have the right just by the fact that you expended the energy, the time, and the skill to produce that row of trees.
All right. Now, how about this for a scenario? You've got, the scenario of the Cubans in 1963 that were run out of their homes by Castro. Castro took them away by force, right, wrong, or indifferent. What should we do about that?
What should we do?
What should anyone do? I mean, you know, here's this atrocity. 43 years ago, these people's homes, which are likely, markedly changed by people who lived in them now for 43 years, do they belong to the people who live in them now or the people who owned them before they were taken by force by Castro?
That's a good question.
It's tough, isn't it?
And the question then becomes who had the right to perform the changes on the property? The original owner of the property, if it was taken from the original owners, then the original owners have the rights to even the changes on that property because the property was taken by force.
I don't think that you've got a very workable scenario, though.
It's not workable. I will give you this, but here's my point on the whole matter.
All right.
Rights are not something that you are guaranteed. All that means is if you do something that is against the right, then you're wrong. That's all that means.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea here is you own the property until you give up that property. If somebody takes that property by force, essentially you still own it because there was no consent in its taking.
I agree. I do agree with that concept. But wait, you said earlier that you can't own property.
Well, you can't modify.
No. Land. Natural resources.
So if I build a house if I have a home built on a plot of land, then I own that, right?
Exactly. You
but how much land can I build property on? Can I essentially homestead the entire moon? If I'm the first person who lands on the moon, can I then homestead the entire moon? What's that?
Good luck defending it.
Now it's coming down to defense. Defending your home with the force of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
what it comes down to with every form of government.
Yes, exactly. But the arguments about land being owned by Indians or by somebody else, it doesn't really cut anything because they didn't do anything to it. They simply used what they did with it and moved on.
So
the Indians were kicked off of it, but I'm not sure if that's really accurate.
Some of them built longhouses and that sort of thing, so they owned that land.
In which case, those would be owned, yes. Those items on the property the improvements, or what
you're
talking
about
in real estate.
The Plains Indians, sure, they had teepees, they moved around, that kind of thing. So, but some Indians certainly had stable communities.
So you believe that property must be improved in order to be owned. So you don't think that building a fence around a certain, let's say, unimproved area, that the fence isn't enough improvement to demarcate property ownership?
Now, here's the thing. The fence is property. The trick is getting around it.
So you can't legitimately cross
property. You cannot pass that fence without affecting it in some way.
Ah, but what if I have a helicopter?
There's a difference right there. If you have a helicopter, you can probably get past it, but it would be very, very difficult to deal with the fact that you'd never be able to get in and out of that property
without the helicopter.
Use a helicopter every time.
Got it.
And then, of course, like I said, there's the whole defensive aspect of the matter.
It's all very interesting and unworkable.
Well, I see where he's coming from on that, and it's practical. I mean, it is practical as far as somebody who owns a huge plot of land out in the middle of nowhere and just sits on it, never does anything with it. One could very well make the argument that if indeed there's somebody who has decided to homestead within the what is essentially an abandoned property, if all it is just a title sitting in somebody's filing cabinet somewhere, then he's saying that they've got a higher claim, right?
Exactly.
It's fair. I could totally see that argument. In fact, I'm actually sympathetic to it, because if somebody can put that property to better use and it's been almost completely abandoned except for a fence going around it, then he's got an argument, I think.
A case for the arbitrators.
It is a case for the arbitrators. And thank you for the call, Ike. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And you know what? That's where, again, the opinions of the marketplace would factor in. That's not democracy. It's the marketplace in action. Because each individual buyer and seller and individual gets to decide. And the arbitrators...
It's sort of like democracy, but works better in the sense of our democracy.
It's less centralized.
You can find city officials taking by eminent domain property that doesn't belong to them for whatever purposes it is that they choose to take it for, and those people were likely elected by a few percentage points of the population,
right?
And they likely had somebody running against them. So, you know,
the marketplace far more accurately reflects the demands of the marketplace than government ever could, because government only responds to any market demand only at election time, and we all know how dishonest the politicians and those people are when it comes to election time. They'll say whatever it takes to get into office, and they'll pretend like they're listening to you when, in fact, they're just, you know, your words are just passing through their ears. So the marketplace is the best way to go about it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose, because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support us, then go and amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Over 380 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers, which means they're contributing $3 a month to the AMP Fund, which is basically we pool all the money together and we turn it around into promoting the show to more radio stations, get on more stations across the country. We're on 27 of them now, and I would say 20 out of the 27, if not more, are a direct result of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. It's a great way to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. And we do a little bit more with the money, and we list all of the things we do with it there at amp.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Now then, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Everybody knows that little rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, now you might be screaming at the U.S. federal government.
What do you mean?
Because they are going to have a direct hand in the fact that you're going to be paying more for ice cream. Wherever you go, whether it's to the grocery store or to the local ice cream stand, you're going to be paying more for it. Why?
That's my next question.
Corn, my friend. Corn is the answer. According to the Times Online in the United Kingdom, what's the connection between ethanol, the biofuel produced from corn, and cherry vanilla ice cream? Answer, the first is responsible for pushing up the price of the other. This month, the price of milk in the United States surged to a near record, in part because of the increasing costs of feeding a dairy herd. The corn feed used to feed cattle has almost doubled in price in a year as demand has grown for the grain to produce ethanol. Christia Seed, whose family's been making...
Now, I've heard that some of the futures options on corn, you know, when you can buy it in a couple of years in advance, that kind of thing, tripled.
Well, good for them. That's not going to help us who want to eat some ice cream.
It's even worse, yeah.
Christina Seed, whose family's been making ice cream at the Chinatown Ice Cream Factory for 28 years, said yesterday that she expected to have to raise her prices along with all competitors in the short term. Quote, "We're holding out as long as we can, but prices will rise, she said. Amy Green's Savannah Cone Ice Cream Emporium in Lincoln, Nebraska has already raised its prices for a small cone to $3.50 before tax, up from $2.95 a few months ago. That's a 1/6 increase in price.
Gosh.
Overnight. She also estimates she's paying $150 more per week for the butterfat that she uses in her ice cream. The squeeze on ice cream makers, chocolate manufacturers, and pizza companies, all of whom use dairy produce as raw material, set to tighten as the price of a gallon of milk in the U.S., up 55% in the past 12 months in some American states, is now the same as a gallon of petrol, with dairy prices accelerating faster than the cost of fuel. Prices for dairy products have also risen because of increasing demand from China and Middle East, along with the drought in Australia, reduced subsidies of the European Union, and the rocketing cost of corn. So, what started all this, Mark?
Well, what started is ethanol.
Yeah, and they changed the regulations recently,
right.
Didn't they?
See, that's the problem. Ethanol, in and of itself, may very well be the very best thing that can save us as far as alternative fuels. It may or may not. But having the government get involved and mandate, you know, how much ethanol we use, what the mixes are, all that other stuff, changes the market play entirely. What if ethanol isn't the thing that's going to save us? What if this just screws with our gasoline and our dairy prices and our meat prices and basically every price of all produce?
I thought ethanol, now I'm not an expert on this, but I thought the purpose of ethanol was just to make it, like, burn better or something, right? What's the purpose of it?
It's naturally occurring, basically, it's locally occurring. We grow the corn, we import corn oil.
So it's a subsidy, basically, to the corn.
Right,
the corn
we can
growers.
Grow, it's much more renewable than regular oil is, that kind of thing.
I gotcha. Can you make ethanol out of hemp?
I don't know the answer.
I wonder about that, because hemp's a pretty amazing product. 800-259-9231, are you ready to pay more for ice cream? Let's go to the phones, talk to, and anything else milk-based. Let's go to the phones and talk to Alex in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Alex. Alex in Florida, listening on WFTL, going once. Alex in Florida. Do we have Alex? Alex going twice? Yeah, we'll check him back, maybe. Maybe he will come back here in a moment. Anyway, so the government, the federal government, has mandated that a gallon of gasoline now has to have more ethanol in it than ever before. Am I correct about that? That's what's happened.
Right.
Because there were already some mandates
ethanol mixes
in regards to ethanol, but now there's more.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially that acts as a subsidy to the corn farmers in America because it guarantees them a certain amount of business.
Right.
Now, they were already doing okay for themselves. Corn was already in pretty high demand. So because of that, now all of a sudden they have to shift all this existing product that they have over to the gas industries by essentially legislative fiat that everybody else who needs to buy corn is hurting because they haven't scaled up their supplies yet for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe they don't feel like they have to, that because they've got this mandatory purchase deal from the government that they don't feel like they need to scale up.
Who's that? Scaling up
the corn producers.
Well, it's not like there's a finite amount of land out there, and a great deal of land in the United States goes to producing corn. There's feed corn. There's corn you buy in stores to eat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of corn being grown. It's not like there's just fallow land sitting out there all over the place that can be immediately switched over to growing corn. That land's being used. It's finite.
So basically what they're doing is they are selling it to the gas companies, mm-hmm. and then they're coming around to everybody else and saying, well, we're going to have to up the price because we've got these new regulations. We can't keep up with the demand for it now.
Right.
And, it's a market opportunity for somebody to get into the corn growing business if they can find some land that they can grow it on, I would think. But as of right now, prices are going up.
They'll certainly look for more land to grow corn on, absolutely, but largely we're growing the corn that we can grow, at least that's my understanding, and therefore we have a finite amount of corn we can grow until we create the hybrid corn plant that can, instead of producing 2 ears of corn, can produce
five,
four,
yeah.
or something like that. Then the issue may change to some extent, but right now we're sort of stuck.
We're trying Alex again. Alex in Florida, listening on WFTL, last shot for Alex. Hello.
All right, I'm here. I'm sorry, my mom called from New York, so I had to answer that call.
Yeah, we know. Go ahead.
All right, well, I just wanted to mention that, because I'm one who's, I'm your typical conservative young guy here in South Florida.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a better way to drive my GTO because I use a lot of freaking gas. And when I did the research though, because I was thinking about they have, you know, these high speed cars with that switch between ethanol and regular gas. The ethanol, on the long run, it's going to cost us more because of the fact that the cost of it is costing us, the cost of it to, that's making the whole, like, you know, like you said, ice cream and milk and everything else that goes along with it. And the byproduct from ethanol is actually worse for the environment than just using petroleum, for God's sake.
Figures. Know, ethanol may or may not be the answer. I can tell you what is not the answer, though, is mandating the government mandating that we use something.
Right.
If the government mandates,
I agree.
If government, yeah, I know you do. if the government mandates we use something, that only screws things up because the government's entirely inefficient. There's lobbyists out there. You don't think the corn lobby was involved in this whole ethanol deal?
Oh, you better believe it.
Of course. I mean, if you guys really think about it, and this is something that, because, you know, a lot of my family's from South America. In South America right now, they're using natural gas. We're talking about the stuff that you pump out of your grill. It burns hotter, it burns cleaner, and you have half the emission than you do out of petroleum, and it costs, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's three-quarters of the price of gas.
And you know, I've seen cars that run on liquid propane gas, and they run significantly cheaper. The problem is in the right accident, they will blow up like sticks of dynamite.
It's a little bit of give and take, guys. Go on.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, Alex. 800-259-9231. But the point really is here that if the government were to stay out of the energy business entirely,
right.
No regulation, no protection, because there's a lot of protection going on for existing energy companies, the oil industry would be the perfect example.
Right. Thank God the government didn't mandate that all cars run on a certain mix of ethanol and oil, because then they would have been giving a huge in to the oil companies. Now you can't make a car that runs on coal or God knows what else.
But
solar
energy. They have done plenty of things to boost the oil companies and protect them from competition.
Lots of stuff.
If the government weren't involved in all that, then we'd have really a lot more competition in energy. Which means we might not even be driving gasoline-guzzling cars right now. We might have nuclear cars. Who knows? More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.